Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Listenership is down. The ship of listeners for this podcast is down. It is like, it's not sinking. It is sinking, but it's not in this metaphor. The ship is not sinking yet. It is in, it's in a lake and it's a sailboat and there's no wind. That's what's happening. It's low. It's really low. What's going on? Anyway, what can you do? You just got to plough on. What you got to do is create content and just do your thing. And if people fucking like it or listen to it or watch it, then they do. Otherwise, they don't. I've had a few viral hits. I wrote a piece for Medium, and that's made me over £4,000 because it went viral. I mean, earning £4,000 off of one blog post. It's pretty exceptional. So, you know, I've been viral. There's a few videos I've done on YouTube, which have got a few thousand views and been spread about a little bit. One about me driving through a flooded road, weirdly. And then another one about Brexit. And so, you know, you can't complain. Most of the content you put out, no one's going to give a fucking shit about. Picasso did something like 10,000 pieces of artwork and something like 50 or 60 are famous. No one really gives a toss about anything else he's done. So you just got to proliferate, haven't you? And every time you create something, even if like this podcast, right, this, like this episode now, if I create this, you might think to yourself, or I might think to myself, that's a waste of time. No one's going to listen to it. And it doesn't matter if anyone listens to this or not, because it's just a building block for where you're going to be later on. Saying all of this, I thought after over 500 podcasts, I would be better at talking, I would have a bigger listenership, I would just be, it would be slicker, there'd be something that I got from it. I don't know what I'm getting from this at the moment, and that doesn't mean I'm not going to stop. But it's very much like when you have a shit gig. If you go on stage and you might do 5 minutes to seven people and you might have a shit gig and you think to yourself, fuck this, what's the fucking point? What a waste of time. But it's not a waste of time because you have actually learned something doing that shit 5 minutes, doing that shit 10 minutes. You have learned something. And so I'm having faith in the process. That's what I'm doing. Also, I read a little bit more of my, listen to, should I say, because it's an audiobook, a little bit more of my Mastering Stand-Up book. It's really good. My ego is getting in the way of me listening and reading to those books. I'm also going to buy Adam Bloom's book, because who does stand-up and doesn't buy it? But part of you is like, no, I want to work it out myself. There's this weird thing that we have as human beings where we believe that we need to work things out for ourselves. Like, there's a lot of mockery. It's turned different now. It's turned quite dark because you've got incels and you've got this stuff called red pill and all of that. But in the manosphere, when I was in my 20s and Neil Strauss had done The Game, the book, and there was something called pickup artists, it was very much mocked by lots of other men, and it was very much mocked or demonized by women, because the idea of someone learning how to be good with the opposite sex, learning how to chat the opposite sex up, learning how to be attractive to the opposite sex. It's seen as wrong. But why is it seen as wrong? Why are you meant to, you learn maths and English and spelling and science, but why can't you learn that too? There's certain rules that we have, which is you must be innately talented in this. You must be, if you're attractive to women, then it must be just something which is natural and it comes naturally to you. And you've got the gift of the gab and you've got the looks and, you know, you've got some pheromone smell about you. I don't know. And so good for you. But if God hasn't ordained you with this ability to attract the opposite sex, then fuck off. You're not meant to learn. But of course you are. There's nothing wrong with someone telling you, pointing you in the right direction. It's like, I don't think a lot of people realise that comedians, a vast majority of comedians who are now famous, have done comedy courses. because you do sometimes just need someone to go, no, do this, do that. And of course, more famous comedians have writers, they have mentors in the sense of people going, no, you should do this, you should do that. They have comedian friends who will point them in the right direction and workshop their jokes with them. I've got a WhatsApp group where I workshop jokes with people. So, you know, there's this weird thing where you're like, you're not meant to learn how to podcast. You're just meant to be good at podcasting. No, you're not meant to learn how to be good with women or men or whatever, attracting the people you want to. You're meant to just be good at it. You're not meant to learn comedy. You're just meant to be good at it. Oh, you know, and people see comedians on stage and they're like, well, they're just funny. They're just good, aren't they? They're just talking, but they're not. The whole thing's a craft. Just like chatting like the opposite sex is a craft, and just like podcasts are a craft. So all I'm saying is, hone your craft. Keep on hammering at it. Keep on hammering at it. I was going to end by telling you a joke I'm working on, but I don't think I will, because it's shit at the moment. I just want to slip it in a set in a bit. All right, that's it. So we're going to end on an anticlimax. See you on the next pod.